this is Jackie.
Hi, this is Diana.
And you're listening to Home Bodies Only, where we welcome all bodies to join us as we break down and dissect HBO series. Why are you laughing?
Just because you're like really in my ear right now.
Oh, I am? Then you got to turn your volume down.
I'm going to have to.
Don't touch your mic volume. You have to touch your volume on your computer.
I got it. Yeah, that's much better.
Yeah, that wasn't my fault. Okay. So it was kind of a funny start, everybody, because we're using a different platform and there was no countdown. And we're used to a countdown. So that is a little negative because it was like all of a sudden just recording. We're like, huh?
Wait. Yeah. I like the countdown. All right. Well, we'll get used to it.
I do miss the countdown, I will say.
I know. Kind of got me
I'm
ready.
Hoping, though, our recordings go a little more smoothly with the new platform because we had some problems with the other one. Hopefully it wasn't anything to do with us. It was the platform. So if this is your first time listening to this, I am Jackie. I'm a speech pathologist at an elementary school, and I work with Diana. If you want to introduce yourself.
Yeah, Diana. I'm a school psychologist in elementary school. And I get
with me.
The pleasure of working with Jackie. And here we are.
Yeah.
So welcome.
Welcome. And
lots of big things happening.
Lots of big things.
We got a new platform. We got some new cups.
Yeah.
Look at these. Check these out.
Hopefully, if you're watching it on YouTube. Hopefully.
If you're not, you're missing out on these cups here.
Yours looks the right way, but mine looks backwards to me. So hopefully
I can
see.
Read yours. Yeah.
Oh, and I can read yours. Okay. So we'll
see.
That
makes sense.
Home Bodies Only with the nice mic. And then Diana got this for me. And then she got herself one.
Yeah. We had to have some cups.
Pretty cute.
Shout out to Lear Laser Designs. You can look them up on Instagram or they have an Etsy page. But they basically personalize everything you can think of. I don't know. Well, it's laser design. Yeah. So they do different like wood, like cutting boards and things like that. And they laser cut earrings. They laser cut, obviously all kinds of drinkware and lots of different things. So check them out. Happen to be good friends with them and said, hey, I need some, merch. From a girl.
Yeah. It's not like, I mean, we're not like sponsored by them. So we're not trying to do it.
No.
Mean, we're plugging them because they're great. But
they're awesome.
Diana bought them. So, I mean, if you'd like to get your own cup that says Home Bodies Only on it with your name.
That's awesome. You probably should have one.
Yeah.
We could be in your coffee mug. We can be on a wine glass. We can be on a tumbler. All kinds of things.
Yeah.
But they're great to work with. So anyway.
Yeah. And we are starting a new show. We just came off of doing Pretty Little Liars Original Sin.
So good.
Season one. And we are decided to do Somebody Somewhere, which came out possibly almost a year ago. I'm not really sure when the first season came out. We're kind of in between shows. We want to do the season two of The Sex Lives of College Girls, and we know that's not until November.
Yeah.
I won't go into what we're going to do because we said that already in our last episode.
Right. That's right.
So, yeah, I'm excited about this show. It's only a half hour. Hopefully we won't go too long because we're known to ramble on. So let's just dive in. Oh, yeah, we described ourselves. I couldn't remember now. Okay, so I wanted to go over the cast real quick. So Bridget Everett plays Sam, the main character. Jeff Hiller plays Joel, I think soon to be her BFF, I'm thinking.
Absolutely.
It's funny the way they put these in, the order they put these in. Murray Hill plays Fred Rococo, who we have seen before. I should have written it down. It was an HBO series.
Is it one that we did?
I think so.
Remembering? Oh,
geez. Yeah.
I should probably remember that.
Yeah, this is
I was
me
more
nuts
in
now.
Looking at what's his name up because I'm like, you look so familiar. What do
Joel?
I know you from?
Jeff
yeah,
Hiller.
Joel. I was like, I know Joel, that he's been in things.
Oh my God, what else? Sorry. I'm going to get annoyed. Says Somebody Somewhere. I swear he was on some but something a show that we did. And I was like, oh yeah, we just saw him.
Oh, so. Okay.
Anyway, great. I'm glad I noted that, but I didn't. Mike, I'm going to say it wrong. Mike Haggerty plays Ed Miller, her father, who I know I've seen like in a lot of in different other things. Yeah. Mary Catherine Garrison plays her sister, Trisha, who's not very likable at this point.
No, not really a fan.
Danny McCarthy plays Rick, her brother-in-law, Trisha's husband. John Hudson Odom plays Michael, who I believe is Joel's boyfriend, not sure. Jane Drake Brody plays Mary Jo, which is the name of her mother.
Right.
That's her mother. Right. There's another character here, but she hasn't shown up yet in the show, so I'm not going to say her. Okay. So basically, you know what I like about this show? It looks like an indie film.
Yes.
The way I would it's agree done, with that. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is cool. And it makes you want to just watch every single episode. So it was really hard not to watch every
Yeah. I was ready to just watch the whole thing in one shot and just buckle down with a bowl of popcorn. But I would get confused. So I just stopped at the first episode. Yeah. It was quick, but it was cute.
So basically, Sam is the main character, and I love that my notes auto-corrected me to Dam. I mean, why? Why? Damn no it. Idea.
Damn.
With an Ooh, shame on
you. Ooh, sorry.
They're in Kansas. We know that Sam came back home to take care of her dying sister, Holly, who had died 6 months ago from where we are at. She works at a test grading center, which I was like, can't imagine that's very permanent. I was also pretty blown away by how many tests, like, do they work 8 hours, like grading all these tests?
Just grading all these
every day, you
know, scantrons and essays or whatever.
I mean,
well, probably just the essay parts, but
yeah,
I remember those places in college because I had to go there to take different, like stuff for grad school.
Oh,
like
I did
when
not.
I wanted GREs and whatever they were called. And oh, yeah, I had to go to the Kaplan. I think they were Kaplan or...
Yep, I remember that
name. Those places? And you'd have to take certain tests on a computer and do... I don't know.
Yeah, but I did it... I think I did it right at my school. I didn't have to go to the test grading center.
Oh, yeah, I definitely had to drive in to like a city, like Rochester, New York or something to like take this test. Anyway, that's what it reminded me of. And then I was like, wait, this has to be like a job that she has just because she's working.
It's temporary though, right? I would test time a year for essays and stuff is
I know
spring.
I'm thinking that's got to be a seasonal, like, you know, you work at the Target during the Christmas season or holiday season. I don't
or Maybe like in college, yeah,
I don't know.
Next.
Like, well, can you grade tests all year round? I don't know.
Think so. I don't think are we forcing children to take that many tests and write all these essays? Like,
then again, it might not just be like, you know, children's
think about
tests. It could also be colleges and they take those.
I don't
but
know.
But it's really a spring
there
thing.
There was anyway, a lot of people working there. There was,
that
a,
was
lot.
A lot. Of,
like, I was like, that is a busy place.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe they do other things.
Yeah. In the beginning, when they're showing her baby pictures and then like her high school pictures and stuff like that, there is a picture of her by a pool looking like she's going to jump in. She's really cute. She's like crouched down. I can't say on here, but she looks like a student from Woodstock.
Aww.
And I'll tell you offline if you didn't recognize her. Once I say it, you're going to be like, oh my God.
I'm
going
to go back.
Because then
look,
you start seeing her inside her face as an adult.
Oh
I
my
think.
Gosh. Awesome.
Okay. The next note I have is just she's at the place and she's like drinking the water and she just starts like licking it up like a dog.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And of course somebody can see her.
Yeah.
I know. It just, to me, that whole thing was just showing how freaking bored. She's just bored. Like,
bored.
It's just, it was so depressing. Like,
you know what it reminded me of in ways? It reminded me of, remember Office Space?
I was just going to say, oh my God. Yeah. Yeah.
With Michael Bolton. And then like, it was Michael Bolton. And I forget the name. I could see the main character. I can't remember what his name.
But
with the TPS reports and the.
Oh,
lady with
we
the
talk
cake
about TPS
and
reports, Dave and I a lot. No, I'm serious. Like we're doing.
We still do too.
Did you get the memo?
Did you get the TPS report?
Yeah. Did you get the? Do you have a case of the Mondays? It's like, yeah, I do.
Yeah. No, make sure everybody gets a piece. Pass it around.
Yeah. At least
such a great
their
movie.
Job at this test grading center, like they're doing something. Even
Correct.
Though these tests are a little bit of BS and stupid, like they are actually like grading these tests, like. like in the in office space, it's like TPS, like, well, just yeah. made up crap.
Well, and then Lumberg would come around. Well, that the lady that's in charge kind of was like a Lumberg.
Yeah, like, Irma. I know, she's like, Joel's going to be in charge.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the whole thing. So basically, she, that's how it starts. Like Irma, we find out her name's Irma. Is like talking about how Krista's in rehab or something, right? Doesn't yeah, she say that? So Joel's taking over her team. So apparently Sam is a part of her team, and he smiles at Sam, and she looks at him like twice because I don't know if it's the way he's looking at her. It does look like she kind of recognizes her, but I don't think so. So she gets emotional from an essay about a little girl helping her little sister with training wheels, and she walks outside and Joel follows her. And she's like, I'm sorry, I lost my sister. And he's like, oh yeah, Holly, right? She was, basically a few years older than us. And she doesn't remember him. No. They were in show choir together, which I'm intrigued. I mean, I was in chorus. We called it chorus. And we didn't have any kind of show going on. So that's, I would definitely have been a part of that. I know, I feel like you would have too. I feel like you would have been up in that.
I don't remember if we had show choir. We
no, we did not. Show. There's. I've never heard of show choir in my life. We had chorus and band. Like, what do you mean show choir? What's that about?
I don't know.
What does that mean? I mean, we would do Broadway shows, but like not.
No, but show choir. It's your sing. I'm pretty sure because I think I've. You know, it's like the singing, but it's like gesturing and somewhat.
Oh yeah, no, we never did that.
With yeah. So it's beyond the chorus.
I would have totally.
There could be
that.
Jazz hands involved. I don't, I'm but there's
jealous.
Like movement.
If you had that, I'm
in the
really
show
jealous.
Choir. Yeah, I was too busy
being cool. Chorus for me was during the day. Okay. It was one of my classes, so I got credits. Oh, yeah, so I don't know what you're talking about with it. I think that you just weren't a good singer, so you probably weren't.
Excuse me. Sorry.
No, I know you're
up
a good
there.
I'm actually surprised.
I'm decent.
Well, no, you know what? I know you are a good singer, and I know you
decent.
Are.
Decent? I'm not the best, but I'm decent.
I shouldn't be surprised you're not in chorus. There's someone else we know mutually who sings like out and gets paid for it and was never in chorus, never took lessons. I'm like, really?
Right.
That's just
Matt was in the choir, and he like went to like.
Of course he was. I could totally tell.
He was in everything. He was a football player, a baseball player. He was like an all-around athlete.
See, we did it all. I love how you're like, I was in
sports. He was in ski club.
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
you can't be in chorus if you were in
and
sports.
He was in
yes,
chorus.
You can.
Yeah, no, he was. He was in the chorus, and I think he did it for the ladies, and he.
Well, he also can sing, so.
Oh, he's a
and he
beautiful
likes
singer.
It. Like, it's
yes,
not just
he does.
For the
he's
ladies.
A performer.
He likes
no,
it.
No, he's a performer.
He
likes it. And I think they went to like competitions, I think, in like Florida, like Disney World or something. It's not, I was like,
wow,
where was this? I would have been down
Kingston
with the chorus.
High school, hey.
Man, traveling down to Florida for competitions.
I think he was in show choir.
Yeah. It was probably...
Totally ask him.
When we get off, I'm going to ask him.
Be like, were you in show choir? Okay. So she doesn't remember him. This is really funny. He's like, just go home. You know, he has tissue. He's very sweet. Like, I immediately loved him. I also liked
obsessed
her immediately.
With his character.
Immediately
yeah,
liked her. This show was so easy to fall into. Like, it was just, it's one of the easiest shows I think I've ever watched that I'm just like, yep, I'm here.
You know what it,
I live
you know
here.
Like, it was like jumping on your couch, like falling into your couch with like your favorite little blankie.
Yeah.
And
totally.
Just like melting. It was great.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. I just love though. He's like, go home. You know, I'll tell Irma you had diarrhea.
That's what he came up with. That's a good cover.
She was like, I was crying because diarrhea. He's like, I guess it's not.
He means well.
Oh, I love him. Okay. So as she's driving, driving. Mm-hmm. home or whatever, she sees a sign in this bookstore window that says this book called Showgirls book signing with local author Kaylee Normandin, and she's, you know, we get that. It's funny, I watched this twice. The first time I watched it, I was actually just getting a feel for it to see if we were, you know, if I liked it and thought I could get you to watch it. Mm-hmm. Really, I can't say if we were gonna do it, let's see if you would like it. And I don't even, like, remember some of that. I was doing other things, so I'm glad I watched it twice.
Yeah.
She stops to get coffee at, a drive-through place, and her high school friend, Randog, is in works there, and she asks him about the book, and he's like, oh my god, everybody's freaking out about it, and he hopes his Dewey DUI isn't in it, because, you know, apparently his wife, I assume Tammy, doesn't know about it. So everybody's like freaking out about this, which I just love, because it's just such a small town thing. It's great.
If we're keeping score here, she didn't pay for the coffee, and number two, there was nothing in the cup. So I'm just gonna
say there was nothing in the cup. How do you know?
Oh, there's definitely nothing in the cup. Once again, just throw some water in there? Really bothers me.
I thought about you with that part. I was like, but then I kind of didn't pay attention. He was gonna give her a broken muffin for free.
For free, because she's.
Did she actually like not pay and leave though?
There was no money exchange. Maybe there was an app or something. Oh, I thought she drove up. I could be wrong.
I don't remember.
I'm just assuming. But there was definitely no coffee in the cup or water or a rock. There was nothing in it. Weightless.
Okay. So next she's coming out of the grocery store. She's got her grocery bags. She calls her sister. She's like really upset. She's like, did you know about this book? And her sister's like, I don't have time for this. Her niece... I think Shannon answers the phone. Just throw that out there because she's another character in there. I don't know what her name is. I don't have her name, her real name. This is the best thing when she goes and gets into
the wrong truck.
And she's like, cursing, can't get it. Then all of a sudden, beep, beep. And the guy has like a case of Bud, right? Was it like a case of Budweiser? Has this happened to you before? Because it's happened to me before.
Yes. Absolutely, it has. Yes.
I mean, I never got caught.
Yeah.
Thank God.
But I've legit walked up to
it. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Just waved to my son.
Nice. Hello. Yeah.
Whoops. Yeah. For those of you that don't know, my husband is, what do we call him? Well, he's an entrepreneur. He owns his own business. He doesn't as much, but we used to sell cars, and also he works on them. He's a mechanic, and it's Saabs, Volvos, and Subarus. So I've only had one Saab, and then I've also had just all Volvos. Basically, I had a BMW for a little while.
She was cute.
The hot psycho girlfriend.
She had a great behind.
She had a great look.
She was great. Her breaking down all those times was not great.
And she went nuts at the end. I was like, I can't rely on you.
You're not hot enough for that.
Like, you were hot, but like, you're not hot enough for this. But no. I felt hot in it, and I could really sit up really high in it, which I was excited about because I'm really short.
I noticed you were driving last night with, I didn't want to say anything, but you
have
like
a cushion. I'm not ashamed. I'm short
it was
and proud.
Cute.
Okay.
At least it wasn't a telephone.
What do you want?
Book.
Would you rather me sit like underneath the steering wheel like my mom
does? But doesn't
does?
Your seat rise up? Like, doesn't it have a lever?
That's as high as it'll go. Still not as high enough for me.
I love it. Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. I think it's adorable.
They're totally prejudiced against short people in these Volvos and Saabs. They sit super low.
Super low. We're very low to the ground. Yeah.
I mean, the Beamer's all up in short people. I was like, I can see. I don't need a cushion.
Stalling
I don't
out.
Don't talk about it.
The battery.
And she was
and
like,
jumps.
I don't know. I don't even remember what happened at the end, but yeah. Anyway,
she just gave up. Anyway, we need to.
She freaked out on me. She was psycho. Like a psycho hot girlfriend. I'm sorry, but
like
not
cute
sexist,
on the outside and just wicked bee on the inside. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, I've had definitely cars. Mm-hmm. That have looked like other people's right. cars. Not my first Saab. It was a 1987 red Saab. So cute. I could be like, there's my car. Like, I knew it. But I've had so many, I don't even know how many different Saabs I've had Volvos that look like other Volvos. So, yes, I've done that. But not recently. Okay. Then we go to, Shannon.
Did you go to her house with the
You know what?
Nice
the first knife? Time I wore this, wore this. First time I wore this, the first time I watched this, I thought they were at, it didn't dawn on me that they were actually at Holly's house.
Right.
Yeah, so they're at what was Holly's house, and Sam still lives there, because I remember, and Shannon's there, and Shannon's like, why don't you move into here? She's like, I'm still on the couch, you know. Mm-hmm. So they're going through, like, Holly's stuff, and they find Manic Panic. Did you ever hear of Manic Panic or
mm-hmm.
no? Yeah, you're too young. It's definitely from the 80s. My sister definitely had it. I do remember that stuff. I wonder what my sister did. I don't think she went too nuts with it. I just remember that stuff. I don't know what it smelled like, but now I want to know what it smelled like because I don't remember that. But anyway, so that stuff is like really old that they were using. Mm-hmm. And apparently it still works because she dyed her tips. I got to get into that tip part. So she... So Shannon's like, she's going to do it. And then Shannon's like, oh, my mom might get mad. You know, so she's like, just do the tips. And she's like, yeah. They're like, just the tip. And she's like, you know not to fall for that, right?
Right, yeah.
So I got a funny story. Do you remember, it was on SNL, best of TT and Mario skit on SNL, and it was Maya Rudolph and Kenan Thompson. And they had an album out. You know, they're like a fake, like, duet singing people. And it was Jason Bateman and Amy. I had to look it up because I couldn't totally remember. Jason Bateman and Amy Poehler are, like, sitting in front of a fireplace. And he's like, you know, and, like, talking about.
Yes.
I think it's, like, Valentine's Day. Oh, my
God. This was before the thing in the box, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Time frame. Like, it's, like, around that time, maybe. I feel like, when they made those-ish. Or maybe just before.
But this is from a while ago. Like, Dave and I have quoted from this. Just the tip. Yes. That's how they literally sing it. They're like, just the tip. So anyone listening to this, you need to go look it up on YouTube. Yes. SNL skit, TT and Mario. In fact, I think I just did just the tip and this came up. And they're like singing about roll skating. And then they're like, come on, let me put it in.
Yes,
and then
yes, like, yes.
Just the tip. So that's what I thought of. Okay.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And I hate to say this, and I probably shouldn't, but... someone did try that with me. Okay.
Oh, just saying. Grief. Yeah. No.
Just a tip. No. No. No, you dumb A. No, you dumb A. Okay. Shannon does take some of Holly's t-shirts. Mm-hmm. And one says, like, Les Zeppelin on it. Just wanted to make a note of that because later on
the sister, like, freaks out. Yeah.
Yeah. Give me a break. The next day, and this is when she realizes, like, Joel was, like, right behind her in show choir because she finds the picture in the yearbook, which was awesome.
Yes. Yes.
So they're looking at the yearbook the next day at work, and that's when Michael, the coworker, comes in and, like, passes Joel a note, and it's, like, very flirty, and he's like, we go to the same church. And then he tells her that he's a pianist, and I... And I do love that word. And she's like, pianist?
Pianist.
And then he asks her if she misses performing. She's like, no. And is this the part that he says, like, it made me really happy to see you perform?
Yeah.
Is this the part? Because I didn't make a note of that. But, like, he said, like, not many things in high school made me happy, but seeing, like, hearing you sing, which was really cute. He, like, basically, like, worships her, I think, a little bit, right?
He was a fan, for sure.
Yeah. So then, who mentions the book signing? Does she? And he's like, and then they talk about how this girl who wrote a book got caught plagiarizing, like, more than once.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, like, hysterical, like, repeatedly. And then he's like, should we go? So then they do go, but he goes in.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't. He comes running into the car, and he's, like, reading from the book. It sounds crazy, like, the deluge of clouds around the bus or something. Like, and then she's like, am I in it? And he finds her, and then he passes it to her, and she reads it, and she starts laughing. And it's funny because it's only 64 pages, so she calls it a booklet, which I thought was funny. But I'll be honest, I'm kind of a big fan of shorter books. Mm-hmm.
Quick reads.
Yeah, I'm an editor, and I like that idea because sometimes people talk too much, or write too much. Okay. Now we're at the parents' house, and I love this part because Trisha has the refrigerator open, and the mom's like, what did she say? Oh, man, I can't believe I didn't quote her because she's having the door open too long. And she's like, what are you doing? You're trying to, like, air conditioning, something like that. Doesn't she reference the air conditioner?
I'm thinking of the, I was stuck on, go ahead.
That was the thing in my house.
Yeah.
Close the refrigerator door. I mean, like, on our butts. Like, we would open it for 2 seconds. It was like, close the refrigerator door. Like, I don't know. They're obsessive with that. So I don't know if.
And back in the day, they didn't have the alarms. Like, mine, like, beeps. It, like, beeps at me if it's
me too.
You know, if you're unloading groceries, like
no, I know. And like it was, it was a thing growing up. So I just thought that was funny that her mom like yells.
No, I was stuck on the fact that the husband was playing video games.
Well, that's the next. Yeah. So Rick's playing. I thought it, I don't
he's
know.
Like
Sam's
a real
like,
tool. Sorry.
Yeah, and Sam's like, "Did you bring your own Nintendo?"
Yeah,
I said it was Nintendo. He's like, "It's not Nintendo. I don't know what it was, but yeah, he's weird." And then her mom, she glances at her mom, who's on the deck.
Drinking
was she pouring like a beer?
And then she, yes, out of somebody's. Yeah, and it was like somebody's leftover. I don't know if it was like bourbon or beer or wine. I have no idea. It was like a, it was definitely alcohol. And she was pouring it into like her coffee mug thing.
Yeah, like it looked kind of gross.
And then, yeah, and she ran. She runs into the door. Sorry.
And Rick, it was funny. And Rick starts laughing hysterically, kind of obnoxious, I guess. But although it was funny, and but Sam looks at him and Shannon wants to try to talk to him. And he's like, I can't talk now or whatever. He's playing. I mean, he's an idiot.
Yeah. So you're how old? I'm sorry.
Yeah. That was weird. So then Sam is down in the basement. Like, I loved their supplies. Like, it almost looked like during quarantine, like people had the stacks of paper towels and like all the extra stuff.
My great grandmother legit had a basement that looked like a store. Like she had shelving going all the way around all the entire basement. So like when they went down, I was like, oh my gosh, I remember going down there. We would play grocery store because she would have like three rows by five of like toothpaste or like different brands of canned vegetables, and then she would have like all the paper towels and all the everything was organized, but there's different brands and like deep, like as if she was running a store, but she was just
There must have been something about the way she grew up, like
the Great Depression.
Because I was thinking, and
it was crazy. Like, I loved going over there to play, half the stuff was expired, and like she'd be like, oh, can I get a can? I'm like, it's expired. No, it's fine.
It's fine.
Get the Jell-O off the shelf. It's fine. I'm like, Grandma, I think it expired like 3 years ago. No, it's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. Jell-O. Yeah. So I thought that was great. So Trisha comes down. She's upset about the hair because she has senior pictures. She has to pay for the stripping and the highlights and the this and the cost. Oh, my God. And then Trisha basically just like rips her apart because Sam's like, maybe you should lay off. And she's like, how can you give advice for anybody? Yeah. So it sounds like she's jealous of Sam and Holly's relationship.
Correct.
Like she says, like, you're trying to make Shannon your new Holly, and
very
you know,
jealous.
She was like, you know, does say, like,
I can't place who's Holly. Older. Who do you think is older?
I think, I feel like Sam is older than Trisha.
Is the older sister?
And then Holly's obviously older than them because Joel says that. This is my guess. I have no idea.
So you think she's the younger sister? Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. She
could be
B,
wrong
for sure.
Yeah.
And but definitely
she,
jealous.
Yeah, and she's like, and you gave, you know, Shannon the gay ASS shirts and all upset about it. And she was like, that's our sister, you know, and that was terrible. And she's like, love the sinner, hate the sin. Then we go to her dad, who's playing archery.
This was great.
And she comes, I love archery, by the way. Like, I love, and the only time I've ever done it was in high school. We did do that in PE.
With my dad.
I love it. I still just... Yeah. I would totally, I know around here they do it. And right before COVID, actually, I was like, I'd love to get like Donovan into it. They do it at Kenco. Yeah.
We did it at Kenco. Yeah. There's a place, in Kingston where we live, and, they do, it's great. You should take him there. It's actually fun. I forgot that, my oldest has done it a few times and you
in
can
Kingston?
Go and, oh yeah, Kenco. The board, like it's like a virtual thing. It's so cool. Oh. You should. It's huge.
I want to do the real thing. Though.
You could also go up to there's. We'll talk offline. But we also have done archery up near the Emerson Resort. There's that little like sanctuary. We'll talk about it. But anyway, I'm down.
Kill animals. What do you mean?
No. It's just targets.
I'm joking.
It's targets.
It's a sanctuary of targets.
I don't know. Some
the
sort
targets
of like
are not hurt.
Nature sanctuary
or these actions
preserve or something. I just spit on my.
It's an archery preserve. No arrows were harmed in this.
You're lucky we're not in the same room. Okay, keep going. Slappy.
I think we have the same shirt on with a different color.
I think we do.
So she says, she asks him, again, I did not catch this the first time around, if they should talk to mom again.
Yeah, do you think it's about the drinking or something?
The drinking?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, because she saw her pouring the alcohol into the coffee mug. So anyway, then he farts when he...
I could totally see my dad doing this, like just letting one out.
See, my dad would not.
No,
my dad would not. Yeah. That's not my dad.
Yeah.
My mom would, but not. She'd be mortified. She'd be like,
totally see my dad. Now my brother would totally just be the guy.
He would try to do it?
No, he would like, oh, let's go shopping and like go down an aisle, and then he would just let one out and then run away, and like somebody would be, that would be.
Roger.
Oh.
Raj.
Oh, the Raj.
Okay. So her dad brings up that, of course, we're going to talk for like,
I know.
Yeah, it's already past a half hour. It's fine.
We're almost
it's
done. Fine.
I don't know. All right. Anyway, we do this podcast for ourselves. Hey, if you want to say, hey, you guys, maybe you should cut it down, I'll cut it down.
If you know, or you want to be a guest sometime and join this.
You want to be a guest?
We'll sign you up. For it. Let's chat.
I'm totally open to that. Yeah. Okay. So he says that her old coach somebody, asked about her singing. So we hear about her singing again and says, you know, like, what does he care or something? He's like, I think he just wants to know how you're doing. And she's like, I miss her so much. Mm-hmm. And she says she doesn't really know where she belongs here. And he says, well, you know, it's nice to have you home. I was like, oh. Next day, they're in the break room. She's at work.
Yeah.
And there's a guy and a girl arguing about an essay. Like, the guy's like, I'm sorry. If, like, basically he's upset if the topic is uncomfortable. Like,
something
about sex or something. And she's like, well, what did you do this summer? And that's what they, and he's like, no. And so finally old Sam's just like, shut up.
Yeah.
She's literally like, right? He's like, shut up. Yeah. And gets up. So then Joel has to go talk to her because Irma told him to.
Mm-hmm.
And he invites her to his church choir practice at the Mills Mall at 10 p.m. I was like, 10 p.m.?
At the mall.
On a school night? No, but like, I don't know. As a grown-up, it's like tiring.
That's late. Yeah, that's a late
it's
night
late.
On a school night.
It's a late night. I mean, I don't know what time they have to be to work.
Also, the mall reminded me of every mall in our area because it's like abandoned.
Yeah, that's all the malls.
Totally
all the malls are so sad.
I would love to come,
mall, by the way.
I would love to come across a mall that like still had like an old Friendly's or a Burger King when they were in the malls, or like an old, you know what I mean, like those, like that's still intact.
Back in the day, yeah. Ugh,
I could still see it.
Yeah, you know, like, well, I don't think they have a Friendly's or a Burger King, but Crossgates Mall, I think, is still sort of going. I don't know, in Albany.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I basically want to walk back in time.
Oh,
and still see, because I remember malls having, you had the food court, but like in the mall, I remember like Friendly's, and I remember like McDonald's or Burger King being like, you would walk into the restaurant
and there was Burger King.
You did? Okay.
At Kingston we did. Yeah. Because I'll never forget. I went there to eat before I went to the movies. Yeah, no, there was a Burger King, there was a Friendly's. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
I know, it's sad.
Okay. We went to the mall today for a birthday party. Anyway, it was for the movie, and we were looking at the food court and it's completely closed down. There's no businesses left there. And
now there's
none, not even the pizza place. There's the Kingston, the mall.
There's a Chinese food place too.
That's
that was
gone
there forever. Oh my God.
The
they were holding
and
out until the
pizza is gone. And so you have to like have for the birthday party. They didn't have pizza, obviously. They just had cake they brought in. But anyway, it was at the movie theater and that's still going strong. Thank goodness. It's something
that's good.
They were playing tag in the food court. That's what the kids were doing after the movie.
Great.
Because there's
nothing there.
Anyway.
Okay. So she goes swimming.
Yep.
She's kicking butt, by the way, in the swimming. I was like, holy mackerel, like flying through there. And she comes out of the water. Well, she sees underneath the water like a bunch of legs of people. And I think she's that was just to show like she's lonely, you know? Yeah. I don't know. She was watching them all.
Because they have friends
out,
so and they're doing the aqua aerobics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she decides to go to the choir practice.
Yeah.
And I love the song they were playing when she walked in, but I don't know the name of it. And
was this one, was it Sledgehammer? I wrote down in my notes, like, Peter Gabriel Sledgehammer. Why did I write that down?
I didn't think so. No, definitely not. I don't, actually, I shouldn't say definitely not.
Peter Gabriel duet Sledgehammer, question mark.
I don't know why you had Sledgehammer, but yes, it was a Peter Gabriel song. We'll get into that. Sorry, it's not cool. Sledgehammer was not the duet, so I don't know what happened there. But no, I didn't think they were playing any Peter Gabriel in the beginning. Mm-hmm. So she walks, she decides to go, she walks it. It looks like, you know, like a party, basically. Mm-hmm. And I said, it's basically a party with karaoke with a band. Or, like, not even karaoke. It was kind of like a open mic night. Like, you could go up and do whatever.
Yes.
Fred Rococo is the MC. Sam sits down. Oh, my God. I did not notice the first time around, but she sits down. She realizes her shirt is wet from her bathing suit on her boobs. So she pulls it and stretches it. And she starts blowing on it.
Yes.
I don't know
why. Yes. First time.
So Irma sings first, and she's like, come on, baby, do the conga noise. And she has this accent, and she doesn't talk like that, so I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. Then they're, like, talking, and Joel says he Tiffany, I think it is like, it's still, like, still uncomfortable for her to be in a church and some messed up, like, memories. And he's like, I know, but I still find comfort in it. And he's definitely, like, seeing Michael. Right. Well, I guess. I mean, they were dancing and stuff. And, oh, that's when we find out. They're all kind of talking in a group. And we find out that's what was written in the book that their classmate wrote. And it says that, I guess it was a rumor that Kaylee made up junior year that Sam sucked on tampons. And they called her Sampire.
Sampire.
And I just love that part because I think, who said it? Was it Fred? It was like, is that even a thing? And they were like, no, no one does that. Like,
no.
I never even think of that. Maybe Kaylee did.
That was a new one.
I don't know.
The nickname was great.
Sampire. It was great. Yeah, it was great. And then she's standing there and all of a sudden she sees Rick, her brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Peek through the curtains and then goes back in. So I thought that was interesting.
What's that all about?
Find out about that one. And then Michael reads from his sister's diary. Which was great. Then Joel basically introduces Sam. He's like, one of my favorite singers is here. And gets everybody to go, Sampire, Sampire. And they do the duet of Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush's song called Don't Give Up.
Yes.
And I was crying so hard when she did this. It was so good. And the meaning behind it. And then their hug at the end, like, I was like, oh, my God, I'm dying. Mm-hmm. Just because, well, going through her loss that she's gone through and she feels alone.
Such a release for her, too.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It was a great, she has a great voice. So I'm really excited about this show. And I want to tell you, I found her, of course, I followed her on Instagram. I'll be tagging everybody on the cast, of course.
Of course.
Somebody better somehow interact with me. that's always my goal. And she, in her Instagram posts, LL Cool J is saying something to her.
Because
I think, what I was gauging from it, I don't know if this is right or not. I think she said something about him being inspiring. And he's like, I'm so excited I inspired you. I just hope I'm glad you're inspired. And like, just really encouraged her and like, congratulations. It was really cool.
Yeah.
So it was like a shout out to her.
Nice.
Yeah. That's it.
I wanted to hit next and I couldn't. To the next episode.
I was dying too. Even yesterday when I rewatched it, I was like,
yes, I want to keep going. So
yeah,
I'm down. I'm ready for episode two, and I'm glad that you picked this because I'm loving it.
Oh, well, I'm glad you like it. Yes, my sister, one of my sisters watched it, and she did mention it. Yeah. But we were in deep in something else, and yeah. I was like, what? I don't know what I'm doing. Okay. So, yeah, I'm glad we're doing it. And first-time listeners, you can we have a website.
We do.
Homebodiesonly.com. Mm-hmm. We are on all podcast platforms, as far as I know. Yeah. And we also are also uploading to YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to upload this to YouTube. Hopefully it won't be audio only. It'll be video.
Yeah.
That's Homebodies Only, it's called as well. We are on TikTok.
Oh, we are on
Homebodies
TikTok.
Only.
Of course.
I don't know if it's called Homebodies Only Podcast or Homebodies Only. I think it's Homebodies Only Podcast on TikTok. On Instagram, we did have an account. I don't know what I did, but I was accused of trying to buy followers, and I cannot access it. So it's Jackie and the Sticks on Instagram with an X. It's STIX. And Diana Lynn 819.
Right? Yeah.
LYN.
Yep. Diana Lynn.
Yeah.
Two N's, 819. I'm up to, you know, I'm going to break 100 followers soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not
really creeping up
a
on
lot
100.
Either, but.
Yeah, fine. We're Homebodies Only Podcast.
Oh, on, okay. A TikTok.
On the TikTok.
On the TikTok. You can email us at homebodiesonly@gmail.com. But if you do listen and you do like it and you want to listen more, whatever, please, please rate us and review on Apple. You can review us. I don't think you can review on Spotify, but if you can do that, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful.
Give us some stars.
Please. And
yeah.
Email us. Only good stuff, though, please.
Yeah, come on.
All right. Okay.
Sounds good. Thanks for listening.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.